Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor at dave@aureliamatters.com or via our website. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to a letter regarding counselors engaging the public on policy matters, published November 3. My good friend, Ted Emmond, has challenged counselors to reach out to their constituents ward by ward, neighborhood by neighborhood, block by block to obtain opinions of as many residents as possible before council decides the content of the updated OP, official plan. With all due respect, I disagree. In 1988, I fought what became known as the free trade election. It was the first election since the conscription election of 1944 to be fought on a sole issue. After that election, I formed the opinion that I could have held an information session at the Sundial restaurant in Aurelia, with food and refreshments 24/7 for a week, and on the next day, someone would come up and ask me, "What is free trade all about?" I would have then asked them if they had heard about the information session at the Sundial, and their replies would have been, "Yes, but I was busy working, gardening or singing in the choir." There are many aspects to being a counselor. They must manage their own time. I don't believe gathering input to the extent Ted puts it is a reasonable use of their time. I believe council should provide adequate opportunities for public input, but in the final analysis, the voters expect councilors to make up their own minds and vote accordingly. Doug Lewis, Aurelia.